Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your great love. Thank you for your great love is also called your perfect love because it's come from a perfect God. And I thank you, Father God, for that, for your beauty that's now found in this new and this wonderful, perfect covenant. So thank you. Thank you for refreshing us again with your word, word of truth. The truth is also the word reality that makes our lives real, relevant to your master plan, relevant to your kingdom come, relevant to your perfect love. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 1, verse 7 to 10. God wants us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift giving by the hand of his beloved Son. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all our misdeeds. And not just barely free either, abundantly free. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in him, everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth.
Hallelujah. Your powerful portion of Scripture. I love there and that, you know, and all this goodness to make it real to us. You've got that in many of the Scriptures. They just say, to the praise of his glory. So you see, when you see his glory, who he really is, okay, yeah. Speaking Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and when we see their glory, the splendor that they are and what they've made available and what they want for us, we can start waking up and we enter into that glory, that splendor. So basically, we've got a good God that everything about him is good, everything about him is perfect, everything about his works is perfect, and all his ways are just. And so as that becomes our biggest emphasis, that we come from him and we're going back to him, and he's here, he's a very present reality, and we start tapping into it day by day, that's when this beautiful freedom becomes a reality. We see, we hear what we need to hear, we believe what we need to believe, and then we receive what he has set apart from us every day as we walk conscious of him. So that's what it's all about. And then the beautiful thing we can just see here, this is us showing that we want to be in the kingdom. We want the things of God, as opposed to being Antichrist, outside of God, wanting to make our own plan. And then that's where we are separating ourselves off from this beautiful covenant. And so, yeah, that's one thought. And then we need to know that we're in a period now where that is necessary. We need to wake up and walk conscious of God, because it's an eternal blessing, and he's sorting out who wants to be eternally blessed in the blessings that God has made available, or do we want to be carnal in the darkness, making our own plans? And the beauty is here, we've got a wonderful end part here. Everything is coming back to God's original intention. Amen. And God's original intention was his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, and that's where we're going to. So everything is going to be restored. And so it's sad, yes, what we're hearing now about the animals dying, you know, foot and mouth disease. But one thing we can know, that's not coming from the Lord. That's darkness. That's the devil that's come to lie, steal, kill, and destroy through his agents. And he works through the kings of this world. And that's why we mustn't love this world and run after what they want us to believe. We need to look to our God and stay with him. But ultimately, sadly, yes, the animals are dying. lots of death going on, but it's not God's reality, and God's going to turn it all around. And we need to just embrace that His grace is sufficient, and find the grace so that we can be relevant in situations like that. Any squeezings and anything of darkness, we are the light. We are the ones to stand and say, Lord, your kingdom come, bring in your perfect plan, bring about your grace, raise up the people that need to be raised up in those arenas to shine your light into those arenas where the devil and his children of darkness are operating, and where their finger is touching, and where they're trying to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. Thank you, Lord. You've got all the power, all the angels, all mankind, all wisdom to come against that demonic activities and bring about your activities, your godly activities. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.